जयो यशोदा नंदना जयो ब्रज जन रंजना जयो ब्रज जन जयो यमुना तीरवनचारी जयो कुंज बिहारी जयो यमुना तीरवनचारी जयो कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव जयो कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ जयो गिरिवर धारी जयो गिरिवर धारी जयो यशोदा नंदना जयो ब्रज जन रंजना जयो ब्रज जन रंजना जयो यमुना तीरवनचारी जयो कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव जयो कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव जयो कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव जयो कुंज बिहारी
जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज काचार्य अष्टोत्तर शिवशमता भाई चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज काचार्य अष्टोत्तर शिवशमत भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णववृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। रजभूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की जय। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। गंगा मैया की जय। जमुना मैया की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। श्रीमती तुलसी महारानी की जय। समवेद गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। ताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 2 चैप्टर 8 वर्स नंबर 29। यद्यत् परीक्षित ऋषभः पाण्डुनामनुपृच्छति आनुपूर्वेण तत्सर्वम् आख्यातुमुपचक्रमे। यद्यत् परीक्षित ऋषभः पाण्डुनामनुपृच्छति आनुपूर्वेण तत्सर्वम् आख्यातुम् उपचक्रमे। यद्यत् परीक्षित ऋषभः पाण्डुनामनुपृच्छति आनुपूर्वेण तत्सर्वम् आख्यातुम् उपचक्रमे। यद्यद् व्हाट्सोएवर परीक्षित द किंग Rishabhah, the best. Pandunam, in the dynasty of Pandu. Anuprichati, goes on inquiring. Anupurvyena, the beginning to the end. Tat, all those. Sarvam, fully. Akhyatum, to describe. Upachakrame, he just prepared himself. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. He also prepared himself to reply to all that King Parikshit had inquired from him. Maharaj Parikshit was the best in the dynasty of Pandus, and thus he was able to ask the right questions from the right person. Purport. Maharaj Parikshit asked many questions, some of them very curiously, to know things as they are. But it is not necessary for the master to answer them in the order of disciples' inquiries, one after the other. But Shukadeva Goswami, the experienced teacher that he was, answered all the questions in a systematic way, as they were received from the chain of disciplic succession. And he answered all of them without exception. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuron Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namaho Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshutarini Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, welcome everyone to our morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. Seeking blessings from all the devotees so that I can speak something for my own purification. So we are discussing from 2nd Canto, 8th chapter, entitled The Questions by King Parikshit. And this chapter describes the eagerness of Parikshit Maharaj to hear about the pastimes of Lord Krishna. And the answer to these questions, they form the entire Bhagavatam. So very wonderfully, Parikshit Maharaj, he has asked so many questions concerning various topics. And Shukadeva Goswami, Srila Prabhupada writes, being an expert teacher, he answers all of them without exception. So after asking all these questions in the 24th verse, Parikshit Maharaj tells, please answer all my questions, whatever I have asked and whatever I have not asked. So that means he wants to hear everything about Krishna. That is the mood of a devotee of the Lord. They are always eager. Just like Rupa Goswami, he is praying, Oh Lord, please give me millions of tongues and millions of ears. Prithu Maharaj also says the same thing. Please give me millions of ears. Na kama yenath tadapyaham kvachin na yatra yushmat charanambuja savaha. I don't want liberation because there I can't experience the lotus feet of Krishna. I can serve lotus feet of the Lord. I want millions of years. Vidhatsva karna yuta esha mevaraha. So Parikshit Maharaj is also telling, whatever I have asked, please tell me. And whatever I have not asked, that also you tell me. Shukadeva Goswami says, well, you have understood all this from the great sages already. Why are you asking again? Why are you asking me? Parikshit Maharaj says, you are the best of all the sages. You are the most authoritative. So therefore, I want to hear from you. Shukdev Goswami may say, well, you have asked so many questions. Please prepare some prasad for you. Thoda manga ke rakhiye. You know, beech mein bhook lagega to kya karenge? So he says, I am not so much concerned about my hunger and thirst. Name asavah parayanti brahma anashanadami pibato achyut piyusham tadvakyabdi vinisritam. I am drinking the nectar from your mouth. I am not concerned about the hunger and thirst. So one may think, well, Abhi, it is like second canto, so maybe, you know, one day is gone, so he's thinking, he's in that mood of, you know, chalo, fasting, we'll do fasting, no problem. That's what happens when we begin our fasting on any day, just like Nirjal is coming. We may begin with such enthusiasm, but as the hours progress, we may think, should I eat something? Nahi hoga, it'll be very difficult. But Parikshit Maharaj is not in that mood. Even in the 10th canto, in the beginning of the 10th canto, that means it may be 4th or 5th day, there also he speaks the same thing. Naishati dussahakshunmam tyakto dammapi badate vibantam ton mukham bhoja chutam harikathamritam. Exactly same words he is speaking there. I am not disturbed by hunger and thirst because I am drinking the harikatha from your mouth. So Shukdev Goswami, hearing all these things, he was very pleased with the inquiries, and in the previous verse it is described, Shukdev Goswami, he spoke Bhagavatam as the answer to all the questions. And in this verse, it is described that Shukdev Goswami, he is ready. And translation says, Parikshit Maharaj was the best of the Pandu dynasty, and he was able to ask right questions from the right person. Our inquiries define who we are. So Parikshit Maharaj, he is asking right questions. Srila Prabhupada, he would tell many times, everyone in this world is inquiring. Even birds in the morning, they get up and they start chirping. What are they doing? They are inquiring. Where is food? Where is food? Everybody is inquiring. So inquiry begins as soon as we get up in the morning. What we'll do today? How we'll live our life? That is the same for materialists and devotees. We also inquire. But the inquiries are different. For materialists, most of the inquiries are related to sleeping, eating, enjoying and defending. But the inquiries of the devotees is, how can I come close to Krishna? People of the world, they always inquire about material things, sports, politics, entertainment industry, all of this. And it is said, seek and you shall find. We will find whatever we are searching for. Whatever we are inquiring, we'll get the answers accordingly. If we are seeking about the things of the world, we can't expect to get something which is permanent. Because the things of the world are temporary, as Krishna says, Dukkhalayam. This world is Dukkhalaya. This is Ashashvata. You will not get anything permanent in this world. And the basis of all the inquiries people have in this world is that they want to be happy and satisfied. That is the baseline. That is what everyone wants in this world, to be happy and to be always satisfied. What are the various inquiries people have in this world? The most prominent inquiry people have in this world is about wealth. How can I get more wealth in this world? That is the topmost inquiry people have. All the inquiries which we are doing since the beginning of our studies in our childhood, it is all aiming to this one question. Where will I find wealth? And how can I find more and more wealth? Because people, that is a general conception of everyone in this world. The more wealth I have, the more I'll be happy and satisfied. And even if people know money will not buy happiness, but still they think, thoda chalega, you know,
What is the problem in getting money? I'll find happiness later, let me find money now. So although the entire world is telling money cannot buy happiness, but still that conception is so, misconception is so deep rooted that people, they think first I'll get money and then happiness will come for sure. They don't know how to get it. I am more intelligent. And they are repeatedly beaten by material energy, but still. As Srila Prabhupada, they would tell, there are four levels of intelligence. First class person learns by seeing, by hearing. Second class person learns by seeing. Third class person learns by his own experience. And the fourth class intelligent person, he never learns the lesson. He always thinks, I didn't try enough this time. Otherwise, how can I not get happiness? All the billboards, all the advertisements are saying the same thing. You'll be happy. And they lived happily ever after. We have heard so many times. Why I am not getting happy? So that is how Maya Devi cheats a living entity. Maya Devi is so cunning that she never makes one hopelessly frustrated. She keeps one hopefully frustrated, you know. The desire never goes. One always feels, next time I'll get it. And the wealth of the world brings many problems. All the distress, all the anxiety, illusion, as Bhagavatam summarizes in one verse. Arthasya sadhane siddhe utkarshe rakshane vyaye nashopabhoga ayasha trasa chinta bhramoninam. Arthasya sadhane, if you want to get wealth, utkarsha, if you want to increase it, rakshana, if you want to protect it, vyaya, if you want to spend it, nasha, if you want to enjoy it, upabhoga, four things will come for sure, ayasha, intense labor, tras, we all know, chinta, and brahma, illusion. So that is a default setting of wealth in this world. These things will come for sure. And if one somehow manages to get it, the result is one becomes more and more proud of it. And a proud person can never understand the glory of spiritual life. Vidya tapo vitta vapu vayokulai satam gunai shadbira sattametara Smritau hatayam bhritamana durdrisha stabdhana pasyanti hidhama bhuyasam. Lord Shiva is telling to Sati, she is insisting, I want to go to my father's yajna. Lord Shiva tells, he will not respect you, you will be insulted. She says, no, he is a very intelligent and very cultured person. He will respect me. Lord Shiva says, no. A person who has vidya, who has done tapasya, who has vitta, wealth, vaya, youthful, kula, high birth, all these things are good qualities, but a person who is stabdha, a person who is proud of all these things, they can never see good in any other person. Stabdhana pasyanti hidhama bhuyasam. So therefore, it is very, very important to understand that the wealth of this world, we are inquiring, I want more and more wealth. No problem in getting wealth. But if the consciousness is not rooted in Krishna, then as Vamanadeva tells, only a devotee will not be affected by this wealth of the world. Everyone else will be affected. Only a devotee who has received the mercy of the Lord, he will not be proud. Otherwise, by inquiring about the wealth of the world, the problems will come for sure. People become mad in intoxication. Intoxication of wealth, dhanandha. Somebody may be janmandha, but that blindness is not so much crippling. A person who is blinded by the wealth of the world,
A person who is blinded by illusions of the world, that blindness is more crippling. A blind person can become a great devotee of the Lord and get liberated, just like Bilva Mangal Thakur. He blinded himself because he thought all the things of the world, they are bewildering me. But he became such a great devotee that Krishna would come and play with him. Mama mana seta masarashi ghore kara grahe dukkha mai nibaddha. He's praying, "Oh my Lord, I'll keep you in my heart bound. And my heart is dark because of ignorance, but still I'll keep you." And when Krishna enters the heart, all the darkness is gone. So that is how, if somebody thinks the wealth of the world gives happiness, inquiring about the wealth will not solve the problem. Some people think, if I become powerful, I'll be happy and satisfied. Doesn't happen. The more one becomes powerful, the more they become dissatisfied because the desire never goes. Some people think sense gratification of the world can give us happiness. They inquire about that. I want more of it. Hiranyakashipu is a prime example of this. He had the power of the whole universe and he had all the objects of sense gratification. Saitham nirjit kaku bekarat vishayan priyan. Whatever he wanted, he would get it. Yathopa josham bhunjano. Whatever he wanted, he would get. Still na tripyat. Still he was not satisfied because he was ajitendriya. So that is how the wealth of the world is. Sense gratification of the world is illusory. That is what Prahlad Maharaj says. It is all mrig trishna. Kutra shisha shruti sukha. Mrig trishni rupa. It is all mrig trishna. He says, "Where is auspiciousness in this world, O my Lord? It is all shruti sukha." When we are planning to go for a holiday, at which stage of the holiday we get the maximum excitement? When we plan for it. We'll go there, we'll do this, we'll see that, we'll eat this. So Prahlad says it is all shruti sukha. Doesn't give happiness. 100% happiness in sense gratification is available only in one place. That is in imagination. Nowhere else it is available. Some people inquire about good relationships. If I have good relation with my family, with my children, I'll be happy. I'll be satisfied. Prahlad says, no, it is not the case. A person who is not having Krishna in the center, all the attachments which they have in their family, they are like the chains. And they are bound in that chain, by that chain, and they stay in the prison of their house. Tavad raga dayastena tavat kara griham griham. Yavan mohongri nigado yavan krishna natejana. If Krishna is not in center, all our attachments are like shackles. And our house, kara griham griham. Our house is like kara griha. Karagraha is not griha with kar, It is a prison house where we are bound by the shackles. And Prahlad Maharaj says, a person in the family life, household, attached person, he always thinks, oh, my family, my children, they'll help me, they'll take care of me. And in this way, he weaves a cocoon around himself, just like silkworm, weaves a cocoon and dies inside. Tyajeta koshat kridiveha mana karmani lobhata vitripta kama aupastya jahivam bahumanya mana katham virajyeta duranta moha. Tyajeta koshat, just like a silkworm, weaves a cocoon and dies inside. A attached householder, he dies in this family life because avitripta kama, desires are not fulfilled and he keeps on working. Karma nilobhat avitripta kama, unlimited desires he has. That also doesn't give happiness. Inquiring about relationships, is of no use. Some people think, if I work for the welfare of others, I'll be happy. Let me inquire about that. But the best welfare worker, so far we have discussed in the first canto, people think welfare means taking care of body, family, dharma, artha, kama, moksha. That is the welfare. But Vyasadev, he was doing all that only. Still he was not satisfied. Still he was thinking, why I am not satisfied? He had pure intentions. He had pure life. He was living in a pure place. He was working for the welfare of people. Still he was not satisfied. Some people may think, well, if I study Vedas more, inquire in the Vedas more, I may get more satisfaction, more happiness. But the Vedas themselves say it is not possible. Amna yabhyasananyaranya ruditam vedavratanyanvaham meda cheda phalani purta vidhaya sarvam hutam bhasmani. Mukundamala Stotra describes, Amnaya, all the Vedas, if you want to find the essence in the Vedas, it is like aranya ruditam. Somebody is caught in the forest and he's crying. Nobody will come to help. You are alone in the forest. All the Vedas are like Amnaya aranya ruditam. And all the Vedas, all the tapa and dana mentioned in the Vedas, they are like only a ritual to reduce the fat in the body, you know. Meda cheda. Only one good thing may happen. You may lose your weight by doing all those fasting. That's what it is described. Some people say, well, maybe I should inquire about moksha. Moksha will give me satisfaction and happiness. But Bhagavatam very clearly says, no. Aruhya krichrena param padam patanti adha. Even if somebody is liberated in this world, they still fall down. Because if there is no satisfaction, you can't stay there. So where is, what should we inquire then? As practicing devotees, what should we inquire? Our inquiry should also be about all these things, but the focus is different. We should inquire about the wealth. We should inquire about good relations. We should inquire about welfare activity. We should inquire about the power and sense gratification. But what is the focus of all these things? That is important. All the wealth of the world is having the faults. But as devotee, we should be eager to acquire the wealth of bhakti. That is the wealth a devotee has. All the Pandavas, they went through so many problems in their life. But still they could sail through all of them because they had Krishna as their wealth. As Kunti Maharani is praying, oh my Lord, all our kingdom, all our prosperity is nothing if you are not there. You are our real wealth. Yatra dharma suto raja gadapani vrikodara krishno stri gandivam chapam suhrit krishna tato vipat. Bhishma says, so many problems came in your life. You had the best of everything. Oh Yudhishthir, you had the best of power, best of skills. You yourself were best advisor. Still problems came in your life. But you went through all of them because you had Krishna with you. You had taken shelter of Dharma and Achyuta and Vipra. That is the real wealth. That will make one peaceful and satisfied. So when the devotee gives up the desire for opulence of the world, that does not mean they purposely become poor, poverty stricken. No. Krishna keeps the devotee satisfied. Krishna gives whatever the devotee needs. If Krishna thinks this devotee can handle opulence, he'll give everything. If Krishna thinks, if I'll give this devotee opulence, he will leave my bhakti. Adhanoyam dhanam prapya madhyannuchair namam smaret.
इति कारुणिको नूनम धनम मे भूरिना ददात। सुदामा एज इज रिटर्निंग बैक विदाउट एनीथिंग, कृष्णा डिडंट गिव हिम एनीथिंग, जस्ट स्पोक फ्यू गुड वर्ड्स, गिव हिम नाइस रिसेप्शन एंड सेंट हिम बैक। बट सुदामा इज सैटिस्फाइड, ही इज थिंकिंग, यू नो व्हाई कृष्णा डिडंट गिव मी एनीथिंग, अधनोयम धनम प्राप्य, ही इज पॉवर्टी स्ट्रिकन, if I'll give him wealth, madhyan, he'll be proud. Na mam smaret, and a proud person never remembers Krishna. Iti karuniko nunam, that's why mercifully dhanam me bhuri nadadat. He didn't give me wealth. So devotee is not up after the wealth of the world, although Krishna may give him, but the devotee is inquiring about the opulence of Krishna. Honeybees, they tap 2 million flowers and they fly 50,000 miles to collect 1 pound of honey. So that is how much they work hard. Just for 1 pound of honey, they travel in one, bees in one beehive, they travel for 50,000 miles, tap 2 million flowers. Our condition is like that. Since millions of lifetimes, we are trying to get the honey of this world. But the problem is, it is so insignificant. One honeybee in its whole life collects only 1 teaspoon of honey. So in our millions of lives, we have tried all this. But we have never been satisfied. Kamadinam katina katidha palita durnidesha. Tesham jata maina karuna natrapa nopashanti. Millions of lives I have served my senses, O my Lord. But they are so ungrateful masters. Natrapa, no pashanti. No peace, no satisfaction, no retirement benefits, no relief. Utsrijya eta nathayadupate. In this life, by your mercy, O my Lord, I have given up their service. Please accept me in your service, O my Lord. So when a honeybee goes to Parijat, one honeybee has to go through to many, many hundreds of flowers. But if the honeybee reaches Parijat, all the hankerings are satisfied because Parijat is unlimited honey. Similarly, if we want unlimited satisfaction, the wealth of the world will not give us. The wealth of Krishna, wealth of bhakti will give us. Parijate anjasa labdhe sarango anyan na sevate tvadangri moolam asadhya sakshat kim kim vrini mahi. Parijate anjasa, if the honeybee gets parijat, complete satisfaction. Oh my Lord, after achieving your lotus feet, where will I go? It gives me greatest satisfaction. And all our acharyas, they have worked hard to give us this wealth. This one wealth is the only wealth which can give us satisfaction. And our acharyas have worked really hard to give us this. Kaviraj Goswami has really worked hard to give us Chaitanya Charitamrita. So much so that in the beginning of Madhya Lila, he is writing everything about Antya Lila. Ehi ante lila sar sutra madhya vistar kailu kichu karilu vivaran iha madhya marijabe varni tena pari tabe ehi lila bhakta gana dhan. Ehi lila bhakta gana dhan, this lila is the dhan of the devotees. If I die in between iha madhya marijabe, I am already old, can't see, can't write properly, my hands are trembling, if I die, how will the devotees survive? They'll miss their real wealth. Therefore, I am writing this. Sankshepe sutra koila e iha nalikhila age taha kori bhavistar yadi tata dinajiye maha prabhur kripa hoye ichha bhari kori bhavichar. Now I am writing in brief. If I live more, I will write in detail. That is the eagerness of acharyas to give us this wealth. They are already liberated. Mahaprabhu has given mercy. Nityanand Prabhu has given mercy. But acharyas are thinking, how will the devotees survive? Srila Prabhupada, he was living peacefully, nicely in Radha Damodar temple in Vrindavan. He was a well-known sadhu, satisfied, pure devotee. But still, the desire to give this wealth to the whole world brought him all the way, crossing so many oceans to America. That is the compassion of the devotees. And what is the price they are asking for in return? They are asking for two things. Shraddha mulle shuddha naam sehate te bikai. They only want one thing. Have faith. Have faith in whatever we are giving. It is not false. That is the only thing which the acharyas want. And one more thing they are asking for. Please have eagerness. Tatra laulyam api mulyam ekalam. Only one price. Laulyam. If laulyam is not there, then it will be difficult to get this wealth. One devotee, Kishore Prabhu, he was telling that one time Prabhupada was giving a class in India in one city, and one Indian lady, she asked a question after the class. Swamiji, can you see God? In a little challenging tone. And immediately Prabhupada said, yes, you cannot. You cannot see. So she was completely confused. Prabhupada said, Krishna is everywhere. You cannot see Krishna. And she didn't know what to say. And then Prabhupada continued, why you cannot see Krishna? She was really embarrassed. And then Prabhupada asked, do you want to see Krishna? And by this time she was so confused. She looked down and said, no, Swamiji, I don't want to see. You know. And Srila Prabhupada said, that's why you can't see. You have no eagerness to see Krishna. You are just coming to ask questions. So only one thing, eagerness. So Krishna consciousness is the rarest of the jewels which our acharyas have given us. And this is the only wealth which will make us peaceful. And if we are not endeavoring enough, we will not get it. And even if we get everything else in this world, it will be useless. Tasya eva heto prayate takovido na labhyate yad bhramatamu pariyada. Therefore, Narad Muni is telling to Vyasdev, one should endeavor for that which is not available in the 14 planetary systems. That is Krishna. We should endeavor for that. And all the devotees, they have really worked hard. They have challenged, they have put everything at stake to get this wealth. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Pratap Rudra Maharaj comes to know that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Supreme Lord, and he is requesting that Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, can you please arrange a darshan? I want to take darshan of Mahaprabhu. And after inquiring Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu says, I don't want to see the face of a materialist. Mahaprabhu is a great devotee, whatever he may be, but he is a king. I don't want to see his face. So Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, very sad, he comes back and he informs that Mahaprabhu doesn't want to see you. And Pratap Rudra Maharaj, what is his determination to get this wealth of bhakti? Papi niche uddharite tara avatar, jagaye madhayate ho korila uddhar. Arey, Mahaprabhu has delivered jagaye madhaye. He has appeared to deliver papi and niche. But I think, Pratap Rudra chhadiya koribe jagat nistar, ehi pratigya kori kori achen avatar. It seems that Mahaprabhu has taken a vow that he will deliver entire world, but not Pratap Rudra. But no problem. Tara pratigya more na kori be darshan, mora pratigya tara bina chhadi ba jivan. Don't worry, no problem. He has taken a vow that he will not give me darshan. I am taking a vow. I'll give up my life if I don't get his darshan. He says, because if I don't get the mercy of Mahaprabhu, yadi sei Mahaprabhu na pai kripadhan, kiba rajya kiba deha sabha karan. What is the use of the wealth of the world? What is the use of this life? What is the use of this kingdom? So that is the eagerness a devotee has to get this wealth of bhakti. That is the eagerness Rukmini Devi is showing. as she is writing the letter, her life is at stake practically. She knows if Krishna doesn't come, I will end my life. And she is writing that in her letter. Only 7 verses she writes in her letter to Krishna, and the last verse, after telling everything, all the plans she tells. You do this, you come and you kidnap me in Rakshasa style and marry me. Rakshasena vidhinodvaha uvirya sulkam. Don't worry, you come at the temple of Girija and you kidnap me. But if you don't come, I will not marry Shishupal. I will give up my life. I will do tapasya. I'll give up my life. Again take birth. Again do tapasya. Again give up my life. I am ready to do this for hundreds of lives. Yasyangri pankajarajasnapanam mahanto vanchantyumapatirivatmatamopahatyai yarhi ambujakshanalabheya bhavat prasadam jahyana shunvrat krishan shatajanma bhisyat. Yasyangri pankajaraja, to get the dust of the lotus feet of Krishna, Umapati, even Shiva is hankering. If I don't get the lotus feet of you, O my Lord, Jahyanashun, I will do tapasya, I will give up my life and I will do it for hundreds of lives. That is the determination of a devotee. That was the determination of Raghunath Das Goswami. Bhakshan apeksha nahi samasta divas gaman, shudha nahi bade chaitanya charane prapte man. He was not thinking, will I get something? When we travel for yatra, we make sure which station will get breakfast, which station will get lunch, dinner. And if there is some delay, then we get disturbed. Pata nahi aayega ki nahi aayega. But he is not thinking, as he is traveling from Bengal to Jagannath Puri, bhakshan apeksha nahi. He is not thinking, will I get something to eat? Shudha nahi bade, because he was absorbed in Krishna. So that is the wealth a devotee hankers for. Because the more we get the wealth of Krishna, the wealth of this world becomes stale, tasteless. Swamin kritarthosmi varam na yache. So that is how a devotee is eager to get the wealth. Devotee is eager to get the power also. What power devotee gets? When Hiranyakashipu asks Prahlad, hey Prahlad, from where are you getting this power? Entire world is trembling. When I raise my eyebrows, Krudhasya Yasya Kampante Trayoloka Saheshwara. Entire world is trembling when I raise my eyebrows. From where are you getting your power? Sashana, that you are not coming in under my control? Sashanam Kimbalvatyaga? Prabhupada writes, a devotee never claims to be very powerful himself. Instead, he fully surrenders to lotus feet of Krishna, being confident of protection of the Lord. Just like a small child, always confident of the confident. My father, my mother will protect me. Danvir Maharaj, he describes that one time they were on a morning walk with Prabhupada on a beach. And as they were walking, there were crabs, walking on the shore. And as the devotees, they came near, the crabs jumped in the ocean. Prabhupada said, just see, they are very small, but because they have taken shelter of a big ocean, they are protected. That is their power. Just like a fish, an elephant cannot go against the ocean. We know the story of Gajendra. But a fish can go against the waves of the ocean because the fish has taken shelter of ocean. Similarly, a devotee, because he has taken shelter of Krishna, we can surpass the effects of material ocean, Maya Devi, which is so very powerful. That is the wealth. That is the power a devotee has. That's what Prahlad says. Na kevalam me bhavatascha rajan. Not only my strength, your strength also comes from Krishna only. That is the power, that is the confidence of a small boy, Prahlad. Narad Muni says, I was also offering obeisances to Hiranyakashipu.
And this small boy, Prahlad, is telling, your power and my power are coming from same source. Well knowing that this will make Hiranyakashipu very angry. But he had faith in the power of the Lord. A devotee is interested in sense gratification. You know what type of sense gratification? The sense gratification of this world binds us. Indriya vishaya krishtair akshiptam dhyayate manaha chetana harate buddhe stambhastoyam yathapayah. Just like when there are many bamboo trees on the shore of a river or a small lake, slowly the water of the lake is sucked by all these bamboos. Similarly, the more we put our focus on in the sense objects of the world, all our energy is taken away. But the devotee is interested in satisfying his senses in different way. Rupam bhagavato yatan manahakantam shuchapaham apashyansa sottasthe vaiklavya durmanaiva. Rupam bhagavato yattat. When Narad Muni, this comes in the first canto, when Narad Muni had the darshan of the Lord, two words are described, manah kantam shuchapaham. The form of the Lord completely satisfied the heart of the small boy Narad. So all the sense gratification of this world will never give satisfaction. The more we absorb ourselves, all our ears, all our eyes in things related to Krishna, taking darshan of the Lord, hearing about the Lord, speaking about the Lord. Chaitanya Gosaira Lila Amrite Radhar Sarvendriya Triptahoye Shravane Yahar. The more we hear about the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all our senses are completely satisfied. Nothing else of the world actually satisfies. What about the relations? What type of relations a devotee should develop? Devotee is not interested in developing relations with things of the world. Devotee is interested in developing relation with Krishna and devotees of Krishna. That is the real wealth. That is the real relation which a devotee hankers for. And for this, a devotee is ready to go through anything. Just like if someone tells you that if you carry this bag of 10 kg gold around the city and all the people will give you all the bad words. And if you can tolerate all those bad words in a happy mood, all that 10 kg gold will be yours. How many of us will be ready to go through all those bad words? We will say, chalega, thoda aur de do, you know. Or some more abusive words will do, no problem. Because we know what we are getting in return. In fact, that person will be planning what he will do in future with this gold. All those things will not even register. All the bad words will not even register. So that's how a devotee is. Experience of being with Krishna is so wonderful. The more one is absorbed in relation with Krishna, the problems of the world, the disturbances of this world, they don't even register. The devotee is completely satisfied. Just like it is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, all the gopis, when Krishna would play his flute, gopis would not hear anything but flute of Krishna. They would not hear any of the other words. Kane re bhitara vasa kare apane taha sada spure anya shabda na deya praveshite ana katha na shuneka nan bolite bulayan ei krishner vamshi racharite. When the sound of flute sound of Krishna enters the ears of the gopis, kane re bhitara vasa kare, it stays there. Our problem is the flute sound of Krishna. We may be thinking, first of all, where is flute sound of Krishna? Prabhupada tells in the purport, Hare Krishna mantra represents the flute sound of Krishna. You know. So for a devotee, the more we try to keep the Hare Krishna mantra in our ears, develop relationship with holy names, develop relation with Krishna, nothing of this world will trouble the devotee. So that's how we have to understand relation with Krishna, relation with devotees of Krishna, because devotees will only pray for us. Srila Prabhupada one time, he was giving a lecture and he was expressing gratitude to all the devotees that all of you have done so much. I am an old man, what can I do? But because of your efforts, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is spreading. I can't give anything in return, only one thing I can do, I can pray for you. And he became very emotional. And then somehow the lecture ended and Srila Prabhupada, he came down from Vyasasan, he was walking through devotees. There was one devotee, Shivananda Prabhu, he was standing and Prabhupada held his hand and he said, Shivananda, please pray for me. So this devotee said, Prabhupada, how can I pray for you? You are Acharya Paramahamsa. Prabhupada said, no, you are a devotee, please pray for me. Krishna will listen to your prayer. So devotees are our real wealth, real relationships. So that's how the more we develop, the more we inquire about the relations of this world, we become disturbed. The more we inquire about relation with Krishna, we'll be happy, satisfied, and we'll be able to go through the problems of the world in right consciousness. So that's how we have to inquire about the right things, and that's what Parikshit Maharaj is doing here. Right inquiries from right people. So I'll stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granthasrimad Bhagavatam ki jai.